Okay, I know. I know that I'm going to regret this recording. I know I'm going to listen to this later and be like, Nicola, you didn't have to say that. Okay, so I just put this recording out today, February 7th, 2024, Wednesday. I already put it out. I listened to it, and there seems to be scratching noises at certain parts that I at certain points in my recording. I don't know where they came from, how they got there. I'm probably going to have to edit the recording anyway. I haven't edited it yet, but I probably will. I want to say something that may not need to be said or it may be unnecessary, but I just want to say it. So I used in my recording that I just put out, I talked about a 2020 special that I saw where one of the scientists or techs was, it was a white woman, and she was raving about how these bots did or performed playing soccer. And she was saying, you know, that this is a result of what's called machine learning. When you code and design a system to function a certain way, but then it begins to learn on its own without any additional programming. And I used that example because I wanted to create a hypothetical scenario of when things go wrong, and I was trying to apply it to some of the things that goes wrong with the biotech that was snuffed in my body, the misuse and abuse. And I always say that, you know, they try to set AI up as though it's without accountability by individuals, you know, like without accountability by individuals, the acronym AI. So it's a way for them not to be held accountable if something goes wrong. And I use the example of, you know, while this bot is learning all these different plays on its own, if it decides to kick the ball into the audience and hit, you know, a mom in the face. And I listened to the recording and I said, white mom, right? And so I myself I try to be colorless. It doesn't always work because the reason why I try to be colorless, because, you know, if the question was ever asked, what side are you on? Are you on the Democrat or the Republican? Or what side are you on? Are you on our side for the freedom of black people or their side? You know, like I always say I'm on the side of freedom, truth, and justice for all. And I have found throughout these 9 years, even though I'm quite isolated, is that I believe that I've gotten help and support from people of all races and all colors and all sexualities, whether they be white, black, Asian, whether they be gay or straight, whether they be male or female. I don't know who's attacking me with this biotech. I don't know who's hurting me. And I don't even know who's helped me, but I don't think that they've been of one race or the other. Like, I believe that humans would have an issue with one, sneaking biotech in a human body, two, using it to harm them. So it doesn't matter what their race or their color is. I do feel, not being naive and gullible, is that the way that it was done does give an air of the reinstitution of slavery, does give an air of a sense of dehumanizing someone without, you know, sneaking something in someone's body without their consideration and not asking them is dehumanizing. The fact that this country was found on slavery, you would think that you would know that. And then using it to harm them in a way that in a similar way or fashion that was used on slaves, well, if the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying? So there's just some things that I can't avoid saying, but what I don't like to do is alienate and isolate individuals who may not even agree with the biotech that was snuck in my body or the way that it was used. And I don't like doing broad brushes. I never did. I hate when politicians do it too, because what it does is when you pinpoint a specific color, it creates separation, division, alienation, and ostracism of a certain group, when really it's that individual. Like, all Black people don't think alike. All white people don't think alike. All old people don't think alike. Like, I would honestly believe that there's some old people walking around, Jewish, Palestinian, non-Jewish, that would be appalled to know that they're sneaking biotech in people's bodies and doing things to them sexually. Like, I feel like this biotech can cause problems in just people's religions, you know, regardless of what your color is or what your race is. I think people have a problem with that, like, especially people that survived the Holocaust. So I don't think all white people are racist, all old people are racist. I just think some people are racist. And I think some people are biased. I think Black people can be biased and they have an issue with what I call, they can't be really racist, but they have an issue with classism. From the beginning of time, down right down to the brown paper bag party. You know, that to me is racism, because that's being racist against your own group of people if they're too dark. So they now that I said that, Black people can be racist too. But typically in this era, they're not. You know, it's mostly based on class or cliques or whatever you want to say. So I feel like I have to be really careful with my words. And a lot of times when I'm venting and I'm, you know, trying to explain how I feel about something, I'm not always careful. And then I say things, and then I'll listen to it later and I'm like, wait a minute. And then I think about it and I'm like, you know, you just alienated and isolated someone that might have said I was on your side, and now you're okay with me getting kicked in the face with a ball. You know, I'm just going there. I'm just trying to give an example. No, I'm not okay with any woman of any race being kicked in the face with a ball. Okay. I was using that as an example of what happens when AI malfunctions, who's held accountable. And I probably should not have used any particular color in explaining my example. So that is the end of this recording. It's very short and I'm posting it.